This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We are live with Utaira Kid, Jabas Kuluma. He's joining us in studio, obviously virtually, because of our commitments. But man, we're so happy to have him on the show. Hi, Mfethu, come on, Jan, put.
It's a whole day.
No. I think I do have a poo. Exactly. Now, man, what an amazing song. It's called Hodoba, Utaira Kid.
Thank you very much.
First thing, Mfethu, out in Kalela, what's your name? Is it Utaira Kid? Am I saying it right? Ne?
Yeah, Utaira Kid.
Utaira Kid. Okay. Yes. All right. Welcome on the MUT Radio.
Thank you very much for having me. Ngiyababulisa namabalaleli be MUT Radio.
Well, that's amazing, man. I love this song. But let's take it back before we speak about this song, Ihodoba. Who is Utaira Kid? Masikhuluma nje ngoTaira Kid. Sikhuluma ngobani?
Utaira Kid ubanda mzimela umfana wasenkwali, but better known as Utaira Kid. I'm a producer, I'm a rapper, I'm an actor, I'm a graphic designer. You're like, man, I do a lot in the industry. It's so hard to define what I do, actually, you know. There's a lot that I do, you know.
Lalela, I was seeing your profile, I'm like, yeah, this guy has worked. I mean, you've done my collabs with that one, Nasty C, Q Twins, Lady Do, DJ Flo, DJ Bongs, Mr. Brown, like this song was 7-0, Mr. Brown, right?
Yes, DJ Leg.
TJ, Musicholic, Nama Features, Mwabama Features, Ofifi Cooper, Emza, Sparks Bantwana, T-Man, and many more. Fair too.
And Tabanga, because it's only the beginning.
It's only the beginning, Baba. I like that. I think I see Nigga Fus now. Yeah. It's only the beginning, fair too. And I've seen Naguma performances. You go a performer, go Botswana, Zimbabwe, Nase London.
Yes.
Yeah, you've been working.
Yeah?
Let's take it back to when it all started for you. When did you start this music industry? Because I'm going to school my music. We understand that you are doing a lot, but
yes.
I guess focus on music. When did you start music, Mfethu, and what were you doing at the time?
I started music in 2008. I was inspired by my older brother. You know, like, I grew up in a home of entertainment, you know, because So nambe ngibukela kuyena kakhulu. So ngathi no, because growing up endaweni yasemakhaya, kwangenza nga realize ukuthi no, nami kushuthi kumele ngifunde and kumele ngenzele show ukuthi ngiyaphusha ukuze nami ngibe right empilweni, and not knowing ukuthi nami I'm talented, uNkulunkulu ungiphile igift yabo, ungiphe ama gift kahle yabo.
Yeah.
So it all started there, Mfethu, umuntu epusha, eqale rapper, you know, because angiqalanga ngazi yonke lento esengiyazi manje, you know, I started by rapping. That is why nengoma nabo Nasty C, because Nasty C saqala ukusebenza nabo back in the days.
So was Nasty back in the days, bengakabi Nasty C, labe sibaziyo even kwathini.
Exactly.
Oh, wow, man. That's beautiful. And how do you meet, let me ask this question this way, Uguti. When did you realize, because you're a big bro, I mean, when I look at Profile Yako, I know this is an artist, a huge artist that we're hosting today. Mhlawumbe, when did you realize that, no, man, I think I'm there. If we describe as yourself as being there, I don't know. Maybe you can tell us, but when did you realize that, no, man, I think what I'm doing is not just for Abantaba local. It's now international. It's now recognized internationally. When did you see Uguti, no, man, I'm working now?
All Okay, so in 2015, I released a song called Inapa Napa. You know, it was one of the biggest songs in the streets, you know. So, street credit, Yamjing, I told Akulu from that song. So, that song was also playlisted in one of the biggest radio stations in Botswana. Ngabizwa eBotswana for ibooking. And I started like nje touring ingoma because abantu abaningi bebebelivela kakhulu kuleyo ngoma. So I can probably say it's 2015, you know, because that's when like things started like happening, you know.
And I know Guti, since 2008, you said you started in 2008, it has not been easy for you. You might have faced challenges that mhlawumbe ama artists ase, you know, in the industry cannot do not often speak about. Can you please share maybe a few, even with some of ama artists, you know, upcoming artists, what are some of the challenges that you've faced in your journey? Kuze kube manje.
Firstly, ngasho ukuthi being taken for granted, you know. Abantu bengakwazi ukuthi kahle kahle ubani wena, you know, but uyazi wena ukuthi unayo leyo nto leyo nayo njenganamanje. Yongithola uyazi wena ukuthi yini le ngikhuluma ngayo njenganamanje. So abantu bazokuthatha kancane, they not gonna respect you, they not gonna put you on. Labantu oyitshela ukuthi uyasebenza njenganamanje, ufuna ukuthi bakubone usebenzele ukuthi usebenze nabo. Lalela, stop doing things for people, just do this thing for yourself. This thing is for you and it's in you. Ayikho kwabanye abantu, you know, because if uba nama expectations amaningi kubantu uzo disappointeka and uzo give up, you know. So mina into engisiza kakhulu empilweni ukuthi ngifocus kumina and ngipushe mina, ngingalaleli ukuthi abantu bathini. If into ngifuna ukuthi yenzeke, ngiyayenza ukuthi yenzeke mina. I don't wait for people, I don't wait for opportunities. Ngiyazi createla mina ama opportunities, you know.
Yeah, Mpethu, I think you've covered yonke into, because I was still going to ask you what's your message to my upcoming artists, but I'm sure ukuthazwile njengamanzi ukuthi you just need to focus on yourself. Now, ake sibuye size kule ngoma Mpethu that you just played. Uhodoba.
Yes, the close, that is very close to my heart.
Nah, how did this start in Mpethu and usebenze nobani kule ngoma, because it's fire, man.
Yeah, thank you so much for asking that question. First of all, I would like to say the song is a compelling story of a young man's journey from being labeled a dad to becoming a successful entrepreneur and returning to his hometown to give back to the community.
Oh, wow.
You know, most of us, we grew up in Daweni, like whereby abantu abaningi bengakholelwa kuthina, you know. So mawuqhubeka uhaslisha uba right empilweni, awukhohlwa ukuthi uphumaphi. Because vele mawukhula abantu bazokuthatha kancane, as like I was saying ukuthi if uqala something noma ngathiwani bazokuthatha kancane because abayazi and abakuyiboni output yaleyo nto leyo eqalayo. So definitely bazokuthatha kancane, but abantu abakuthatha kancane empilweni awubazondi. Instead uyabuyela emuva and give back to them, because some of them they might be hating you just because babona ukuthi hey uphumelele and uphumelele kuqala kunabo and awusabanikezi opportunity, you know. So ungabi nalenhliziyo ukuthi no hayi ngeke ngasekhaya vele banomona ngasekhaya ku no, just go back to your roots and give back, because vele la uzalelwe khona wena ozoguqula leyo ndawo. Imentality yabantu ngawe wena okwazi ukuyiguqula.
Wow, man, what an amazing message. Okay, because you know, I'm just listening to uhodoba nje, but when you actually speak to umuntu who was in the process yokuyenza ingoma, now we are told ukuthi okay, this is the actual story behind the song uhodoba. And ngempela mfethu siyahaslisha, we are hustlers nje as abantu abamnyama in KZN kakhulukazi, we are hustlers nje ngokuzalwa siyahaslisha mfethu, and uhodoba is a name or a word esisebenzisa njalo nje. I like the story behind the song, man.
Yeah, the song je eyawo wonke ama hustlers. If you are a hustler and you feel like giving up, no, unga give up. One day le gama le labakubiza ngalo or le nto abakubiza ngayo wena uzoyiphendula to something ozoyisebenzisa ukuthi usize abanye abantu ngelinye ilanga basizakale futhi, you know.
Oh wow. So usebenze nobani kule ngoma ka Hodova?
I've worked with Mr. Brown. He's from Zimbabwe. Abantu abaningi bamazi kakhulu from Open Mic, you know, nago makhazi because usebenze kakhulu nabo.
And Mr. I've worked Brown.
Sorry?
The only Mr. Brown as mazi.
Yes, oh, wow. Usebenza no Acorn. Yes, yeah. The only one.
Oh wow, man. Okay.
Yes, yes. So I did the song with Mr. Brown, Eben Sound and Carl. But ngingasho futhi ukuthi a big shout to wonke umuntu obene input engomeni, because i-input yawo wonke umuntu kule ngoma yenza ingoma yasounda ngalendlela esounda ngayo namhlanje. That is why uyizingoma engazi ukuthi no, the song is a hit or the song slaps, yabo, it's because ziningi izandla ezisebenzile engomeni and yasounda ngalendlela esisounda ngayo namhlanje. So I respect each and everyone okwazile ukuthi afake input engomeni.
And first, siyazi ukuthi you are a singer, you are a songwriter and a producer. Kule ngoma le, which part did you take? Or was that a zonke nje?
No, ngi producile, but obvious. Because I'm a producer, ikhona input yami lapha nalapha. But let me just give a big shout to Carl and Eben Sound.
Oh wow. No, siyabonga kakhulu mfethu. Maybe how can we get hold of ingoma? Ngiyafuna ukuyidlala, otherwise it's a weekend. Ngiyithola kanjani ingoma mfethu?
The song just drops today and the people
can. Oh wow,
can
today?
Yes.
Wow, man, that's good.
Yeah, and the song is doing well on Spotify and Apple Music. You can check it out on all digital stores. The song is available.
Oh wow, man. Siyabonga kakhulu mfethu. Thank you so much. Nokuthi nje ube nathi sikhulume ngeHodoba. What an amazing song, man. Khona soyidlala ke njengamanje. Mhlawumbe you can tell us a bit more about it as well. Intofontofo.
Okay, Intofontofo, I did that song with Emza. A big shout out to Emza.
Yeah.
Ngasho ukuthi if umlaleli ulalele njengamanje and we are believers in true love. That song you can relate kuyona le Intofontofo, you know, because it is based on a true story. You know, most of my songs are based on true story because mina being inspired kakhulu inspire into eyenzakala kumina or into engiyibona yenzakala komunye umuntu, you know. So I can't sing about something that I don't know or something that I've never experienced, you know.
Oh wow, okay, Intofontofo, which means okay, hey, must have been nice. Sizoyizwa ke ngoba
mfethu. So if ukuy relationship e right nje ubone ngazi ukuthi abantu bakuphe, ubone ngazi ukuthi umuntu wakho, I mean, uphethe kahle kule relationship and izinto zakho zikhambela kahle, you can definitely relate on Intofontofo by Tyra Kidd.
Oh, choose now babe phethe kahle mfethu.
Yeah, Intofontofo.
Oh wow, no man, thank you so much. Siyabonga kakhulu. Sizoyidlala Intofontofo njengamanje, otherwise we are pushing in fact zonke ingoma iHodoba, Intofontofo nezinye ingoma. Before I let you go mfethu, sikuthola kanjani kuma socials?
Utyra Kidd everywhere on all social media platforms. Utyra Kidd UTYRAQEED. Yes. Oh. Everywhere Utyra Kidd. If ufuna ukungilandela ama bookings everywhere, you can just email utyrakiddofficial@gmail.com.
And this weekend ngizwile ukuthi there's something oyenzayo. Please tell us more about it, your show.
Oh yes, tonight I'm going to be launching uHodoba eLovu kwaKuba. If you're around Love or if you are around East South Coast, make sure you pull up for uHodoba launch to support me. And yeah, ngiyazi ke abantu baseLovu ukuthi bahlezi benothando kakhulu. So I'm like hoping to see everyone there.
Oh no man, this is siyabonga kakhulu Tyra Kidd, man. We'll keep playing ingoma zakho uHodoba Intofontofo on the MUT Radio. Thank you so much for joining us, my brother, with MUT Radio.
thank you very much for supporting me, and make sure ukuthi njengoba usupporta mina usupporta wonke umuntu owenza lento engenzayo ofana nami, because I believe ukuthi most of yabantu yawa deserve ama opportunities, you know, because there are most of young people who are talented out there, but ama opportunities abawatholi. So a big shout to you for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Really appreciate it as well, man, having you on the show. Thank you, man.
Yeah. Bye bye. Have a lovely week.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.